Hello, my name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of joy. Today, we hear from Lane Bimbenick.
Since I'm the pastor of Joy Lutheran Church, the people around here pay a lot of attention to the word joy or variations of it, especially this time of year. I think it would be safe to say that you pretty much can't go anywhere out in the community without seeing joy posted in some form or another, even in advertising at department stores. Imagine, as the pastor of Joy Lutheran Church, the number of joy Christmas ornaments that I have. I was thinking about how busy I am right now with everything that is going on at the church and all that I have going on in my personal life, and the words from Philippians 4:4 came to mind for some reason. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I sat back and I thought to myself, is that even remotely possible? Rejoice always? I might need some kind of special pill to be able to make that happen this Advent season. Now, I do admit that I know some unique people who are pretty joyful a lot of the time. But always rejoicing is a pretty tall order for the Apostle Paul to make, don't you think? Always is a word that I find difficult to do with just about anything. I'm not sure, in fact, if I can do anything always. I can't stay awake past 8:30 always. I can't sleep beyond 4:30 a.m. always. I can't get all of my work done always. As much as young children would love this, it can't be Christmas always. And thank goodness, as I'm getting older, it can't be your birthday always. So can we really rejoice always? Sounds like a pretty tall order to me. For us to be able to understand Paul's use of the phrase rejoice always, we might need to understand something about languages, especially ancient languages, and how they translate into the way we use them in modern times. What he said and what he meant back then computes in our modern brains in a different way. When Paul says rejoice always, in the scriptures, our minds today most likely don't go to the same place in understanding that he might have meant them all those years ago when he was writing to the Philippians. Our understanding of rejoicing always might be a little different, and we might think of this constant sense of joy, joy, joy always. Everything is joy. Hooray for joy. Yippee, I feel joy. That's not what he meant. The biblical definition of rejoice always or constant joy is certainly not that. As Paul writes these wonderful words, we find that there is actually a big difference between earthly happiness and spiritual joy. Earthly happiness is produced and maintained by events and things and experiences, often involving money, our moods, and materialism. When I am in a good mood, I am happy. Something good has usually happened or it's about to take place. Happiness is often generated by things like birthday celebrations, Christmas gatherings, vacations, having an awesome dinner out, or getting something new. Joy, the kind of joy that Paul is speaking of, is a spiritual joy, and it is different. It isn't the same as happiness. Joy and rejoicing is the product of a person's lasting relationship with God through Christ, and this is constant through active faith. Earthly happiness fluctuates greatly. Parties poop out, we poop out, and gifts stop coming. Happiness can end as things happen or do not happen in our lives. We might be happy one day with something that has occurred, and then it might not happen the same way the next day. Rejoicing and joy are not the same things. You can be broke, homeless, hungry, in jail, and suffering, and yet rejoicing in the Lord. That actually was the situation, believe it or not, with Paul. He spent a lot of time in jail and a lot of time without any money. Paul did not enjoy much of anything at all as he wrote these words to the Philippians. He might not have even been happy, but he was filled with joy. This is because of his faith in Christ. There was a constant joy. He had joy no matter his circumstances, and he urges those who would read these words to live the same way. That is how he can so boldly proclaim, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." Do you see what he is saying? This spiritual joy doesn't mean you will never suffer grief, be disappointed or sad. It means these temporary emotions will not defeat you or hinder you from experiencing God's presence. You might find that happiness isn't an emotion that you can feel a certain time in your life, but you might still have joy in your heart because of a deep and abiding love in Christ. You know you are loved and that you are not alone. I want to be happy. I want to experience these watchful days in Advent and the exciting times leading up to Christmas, and to be surrounded by great friends and my loving congregation and family. I want to be happy in relationships, in my work, and in the things I do and see. I'm not lying when I say I'd like to be happy with a couple of cool gifts under the Christmas tree this year as well. But joy and true rejoicing is a way of living in relationship with God. I really want that. I want it because when all of the other things end and when life gets tough, I recognize, I know, and I see God's active love in my life. I can rejoice always in this. Advent blessings to you all.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of joy. Until then, God be with you.